I'm just gonna go with the idea that nothing good can come from this. Greetings! We have some weird noises coming through the speakers here in the recording studio. It's electrical interference from something, but it's not showing up in the final recording, so we're gonna roll with it. But, you know, I mean, something will go wrong somewhere, because that's just how things go. What up, y'all? How's it going? You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan. You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Either you are wrong or I am right. Don't forget, my friends, the ever-present, the most likely third possibility. You are wrong and I am right. And how does that happen? Well, simple. It happens because I am always right. I have always been right. I will always be right. I am right right now. And how, you ask, do I manage to do this? Simple, by not being wrong. This is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys the motherfucking status all around the world. Fucking little femisemps, manginas, left-wing statist, right-wing statist, Christians, Muslims, Hinslums, Jews, Hindlums, Hindus, Hindus, Hindlums, that's a new word, I made that up. All of you fucking religious fucking status fuckers out there, every goddamn one of you, fucking die. Just fucking die and stop polluting the earth with your shit. Literally and figuratively speaking. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's hanging out, doing her thing, and today is the 20th of February, 2015. Welcome to Stating the Obvious. Number 215, 10 years. 10 years in November of 2014, 10 year anniversary of Stating the Obvious. Give me some fucking Bitcoin. Bitcoin address is on the website. But great one. Where's the website? Ha, good question. Go to the website at cynlibsoc.com on the interwebs. There's no cat pictures there, but there are pictures of hot volleyball girls. And there is the Bitcoin address so that you can send me some fucking Bitcoin. So, we are here. Snowstorm is heading towards the People's Republic of Fort Collins. I went to the grocery store to grab some stuff, and holy shit, it was a madhouse. I mean, you would think the fucking end of days was on the come. Fuck, I already can't talk. I've only had half a martini, and I'm already fucking worthless. Some people would say I was worthless before half the martini, and that's fine. I can handle it. I'm a grown-up. I have my fucking big girl panties on right now, even though I'm actually not a cross-dresser. I'm actually not wearing any panties right now, or any underwear. I'm sitting here wearing my pajamas. Because, yeah, we can do that shit around here at the fucking recording studio. Randy and I can show up in our PJs and fucking do our thing, because we are that cool. If you want to send me, or Randy, an email and include pictures of yourself in your PJs, or even pictures of yourself totally naked, as long as you're good looking, we're okay with that. Send us your naked pictures, your PJ pictures. You can send us cute cat pictures, right? We both love cats. Cats are awesome. Way better than dogs. One of these days I have to do my podcast about why cats are better than dogs, because that's some critical shit. And believe it or not, it relates to statism, because cats are at heart anarcho-capitalist, whereas dogs are at heart statist. Damn, that's a good martini. You know what I am going to need to do? We got to get more vermouth pretty soon, because the bottle in the fridge is getting very low. I'm going to be upset if it runs out during the winter storm. We may have to go, well, I may have to stop on the way to the studio tomorrow and get more vermouth. Of course, you could do it, couldn't you? Oh, come on, Randy. You know I love you. I'll love you even more if you bring me booze. Oh, yes. The email address. Yeah, it's getting around to that. The email address is God. That's dog spelled backwards. God at CYNLIBSOC.com. Okay, here's a question. I thought about this isn't the question. This is not the question. This is me building up to the question. So, I talked a little bit. I think I talked a little bit about it. I can't remember now. Holy shit. Hey, whoa, nap time. There's a hashtag going around on Twitter, questions for men, where femistatists ask questions, you know, which are supposed to illustrate the patriarchy and, you know, if men are blah, what the fuck? I mean, just go use technology. I mean, unless you're Anastasia, what's her name, from fucking 50 Shades of Grey, then you know how to use Google. So go use Google and look up, you know, Google for hashtag questions for men, and you'll get the drift. I talked about it in an episode, or I just referenced it in show notes somewhere or whatever. But this is going around, and it made me start thinking a little bit about, did I want to attempt to start the hashtag questions for cunts or questions for femistatist, and, you know, do a similar thing, asking femistatist questions on Twitter. And then I remembered that I'm not a woman, and my life doesn't revolve around needing attention from other people. And trying to create a hashtag and post hashtag shit on Twitter was something I'm not going to do because I have a life, and I have friends, and I don't need constant attention on social media because I'm not a fucking whore. An attention whore. I mean, I'm a sex whore, yes. That kind of whore, absolutely. But I'm not an attention whore like a woman. And the amount of effort it would take for me to even fire Twitter up and do the first hashtag questions for cunts is more work than I feel like doing. Because, again, I'm not an attention whore, and so I just don't give a shit. It's not important to me to do this. But I'll talk about it here on the podcast, because that's what the podcast is for me to talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. And as I've said before, if anybody listens, that's great. And if they don't listen, I'm doing this purely for me. Purely for me. And for the girls. Because thousands of women throw themselves at me because of this podcast. So if I were going to take the time out of my life in a desperate need for attention whoring and start the hashtag questions for femistatist or questions for cunts, it's kind of the same thing. The first one that I would send out would be this one. If women are so strong and independent, why do they keep getting raped? Hashtag questions for cunts. The second one would be, if women don't want to be thought of as the primary caregivers for children, why do they always fight so hard to get the children in a divorce? Hashtag questions for cunts. Hashtag questions that probably aren't less than 140 characters along with the hashtag. So, therefore, you would not be able to tweet because it's too long, which is, I hear that all the time from women, it's too long. To which I always say, shut your mouth, it'll fit, okay? Trust me. Oh, I thought of something else I need to talk about. Let me write this down real quick. No, I'm not going to write it down. Let me just talk about it now. We'll come back to the cunts and the femistatist in a minute. We'll come back to that. We're going to come back to why women get raped, and we're also going to come back to why women are primary chair. Fuck. I've not even had a whole martini. I can't talk. I didn't do vocal warm-ups either, but I did spend the morning bitching. You would think that would count as a vocal warm-up. I'm going to come back, too. I'm going to come. You said come. All right. Whew, take seven. I am going to come back to the women as primary caregivers of children. Let me digress and get this out of the way before I forget about it.
Holy shit, I'm out of here. Ah.
Dude, this is winter, man. This winter storm is making me tired. All right. Hey, look, speaking of Twitter, I just had an email roll in. I just got another Twitter follower over at Cynical Libertarian Society. That's pretty fucking hilarious. Oh, it's just like a spam fucker. Oh, wait, maybe not. At first I thought this was... Okay. At first I thought this was some spam shit, but maybe it's not. There's a lot of spam on Twitter. There's a lot of spam everywhere on the internet. It has nothing to do with statism. Okay. I am at this event, which is essentially it's an event. It's held for people who have a shit ton of money and have donated large amounts of money to social causes, charities, whatever. And I'm at this event, and there are some speeches being given, and they're, thank God, very brief speeches. Mostly it's listening to music and socializing. And this one idiot got up there, and I don't remember his name, and even if I did, I wouldn't necessarily say it. But he's giving the speech, and in the speech, he was talking this usual shit about how, oh, we've got to elevate everybody and we got to help people and all this other shit. And I'm just going, oh, God, why can't people just fucking help themselves? Oh, yeah, the state, that's why. But then he said something that I found interesting. He said that here in Fort Collins, the People's Republic of Fort Collins, where it's illegal to smoke cigarettes outside, in certain parts where it's illegal to smoke, where it will soon be illegal to smoke cigarettes outside in the on the fucking hiking trails. Here in the People's Republic, we have... That's not me doing a podcast, that's me scratching my nose. Sorry, guys. He gave some number, some percentage of people here, and I don't remember what it was. I didn't write it down. I don't care. He said some X percentage of people have a bachelor's degree or master's degree or something. Again, I don't care that much because it doesn't fucking... And actually, it does matter, but it doesn't matter, okay? He said that there was X percentage of people who had this particular degree. Okay. Then he said, overall, for the state of Colorado... The number of people who had the percentage of the population. So this is as a percentage of population. The percentage of population that had the same degree was less than X. And it was, I don't remember the percentage less than X, but it was some percentage less than X. And it was more than like 5%. It was a double digit percentage less than X. So the point was that there are more people in Fort Collins as a percentage of the population that have this level of degree, master's degree, I think it was, bachelor's, whatever the fuck it was. Again, you know, those of you who know me know that college degrees, as I've said before, a college degree doesn't mean shit. And that's kind of what we're getting to, is that college degrees don't mean shit. That's why I honest to God don't know the fucking difference between a master's degree and a bachelor's degree. Or a PhD. Like, I know that a PhD, you go to school for a really long time. The other stuff, I mean, who gives a fuck? Who really gives a fuck? So, given that more people in Fort Collins have this level of education, more people as a percentage, than in the entire state of Colorado, his next point was that the... I think he said average, as opposed to like median or something like that, the average household income in Fort Collins is approximately, I do remember this, I remember one fucking number from the whole night. This is the number I remember. The average income in Fort Collins is approximately $4,000 less than the average income for the entire state of Colorado. And so the point he was trying to make was that our income in Fort Collins as an average should be higher because we have more people with college diplomas. And he didn't understand why this was true. And I found this to be interesting on a couple of levels because, of course, this is a event specifically for rich people, which means he's rich, especially since he was talking at the event. He was giving a speech, right? When you have an event for rich people who donate a lot of money to charity so as to alleviate their guilt about being rich, the people who get to speak at that event are not poor people, right? It's rich people who get to speak at those events. So this guy's obviously rich. And there's this fantasy world I live in where in order to be rich, you would have to be intelligent. Because in my fantasy world, stupid people would never become wealthy. Now, of course, they do because the government, the state, via the corporate bailouts and via tax subsidies and tax breaks and all this other shit, the state protects stupid people from their stupidity. And we get these corporations that are too big to fail, and we get all of these bailouts for businesses and tax breaks and all this other stuff, which, and of course we get this also this system in which rich people are in effect protected from losing their wealth. And so what happens is you end up with a bunch of rich people who aren't ever going to stop being rich regardless of how stupid they are, because when they fuck up and do stupid things, the government bails them out. So sadly, even though stupid people should not be able to become wealthy because their stupidity should be should preclude them being able to have large amounts of money, it just doesn't work that way. So my fantasy world does not always pan out thanks to the interference of the state. Sitting here drinking me. Yes, I'm Drandy. I am drinking me. God, am I like a fucking retard today. I cannot talk. Hang on. No, I'm coming over here. I just want to open the window. Well, open the shade. I'm not opening the window. And well, first I want sunlight in, and second of all, I want to look out there so I can see when the snow starts dropping on and shitting all over us. I feel like it's going to happen soon. It started raining earlier. Yes, what? Oh, yes, we are podcasting. Thank you for the reminder. I was like fucking wandering off and doing other shit. All right, yes. What was I talking about? Yes, the dumbass. That doesn't narrow it down much. So, speaking of Obama, only 2 years left of Obama. Oh, God. All right. And then the 8 years of President Hillary Clinton begins. So anyhow, this moron who is rich and shouldn't be because he's an idiot doesn't understand why it is that here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, we have more college degrees, but we have a lower average income. This is because a lot of stupid people are unable to understand that there really is no direct correlation between having a college education and making money. Now, you will certainly see a lot of studies that say, well, but people who have college educations make more money on average, blah, blah, blah. Well, yes, if you take enough people and you crunch the numbers and you average it out, you can get at something like that. But again, so first of all, why do we have so many people with these college educations here in Fort Collins, but we make less money? Well, part of it is because many of the people who are here with these educations are working at Colorado State University. Also, first, keep in mind, this is another great example. Those of you who've listened to this cast, know I love to talk about how statistics are always used for lying. So when you take these statistics, and he's taking these statistics of how many people have the college degree in question in Fort Collins, and then the average income in Fort Collins. And then he's taking how many people have the same degree in the state of Colorado and the average income in the state of Colorado. So first of all, the numbers he's using for the state of Colorado, do they have the population of Fort Collins removed from those numbers, or is the state of Colorado average everybody in the state of Colorado including Fort Collins, or is it everybody in the state of Colorado except for Fort Collins? Also, in comparing education levels and incomes of the people in the entire state versus the people in a specific city, obviously everybody in Fort Collins is in an urban environment. Whereas when you compare those statistics to everybody in the entire state, you are comparing these statistics of a group of people in an urban environment to statistics which are comprised of people in urban and rural environments. So, I mean, there's just a shit ton of flaws with even attempting to do what this fucker's trying to do. But what he was trying to illustrate is that we've got these people in Fort Collins and they've got this education level, there's this money. Okay, so why is it that even though we have more people with this diploma, why do we have a lower average income? Well, first reason is Colorado State University. A lot of the people with these diplomas are teaching at Colorado State University. And as I've talked about before, both very recently in my series about the stupid cunt Bree Bolin, and in things before that, where, again, Freddie, if you're new to the podcast, I worked at Colorado State University for 8 years. I've talked in the past about how the adjunct professors there are paid small amounts of money. Basically, they're just shit on, as opposed to the tenure professors who have their asses kissed. All right, so, I mean, a lot of these people with these advanced college degrees are working at Colorado State University and making shit for money. The other reason why here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins we have so many people with education but our average income is so low is because so many of these people with this high level of education majored in stupid shit. I mean, how many of these people majored in international relations or ethnic studies or communications or business or English or whatever, or journalism? You know, there's this idea that, well, I have a master's degree, I should make a lot of money. I have a bachelor's degree, I should make a lot of money. I have a PhD, I should make a lot of money. Well, no. Because a lot of people out there, especially those of you who are young and you don't understand this shit, and the old people around you have fucking lied to you, and you're in college right now, and you're thinking, well, I'm going to get an education and I'm going to make a lot of money because my education is worth money. No, your education is not worth money. This is really important for you to understand. Just getting a college diploma does not magically entitle you to money. It doesn't magically entitle you to some specific level of income, right? It's just like when I did the Bree Bolin series, I think it might have been herself or some other stupid cunt on Twitter, tweeted to me about how, oh, this asshole, doesn't understand that people have had their livelihood stolen from them because of the you know, because the government doesn't have enough minimum wage or whatever. But the gist of it was that I wasn't understanding because I'm stupid, right? Obviously, I'm stupid because I'm opposed to violence and I think people should be responsible. That makes me stupid in our society today. I'm stupid because I didn't recognize that cunts like Bree Bolin and other adjunct professors who majored in English and went into debt getting student loans to get a degree in English and now can't make any money, that they had their livelihood stolen from them. That was what the tweet was about. Those were actual words. The livelihood, their livelihood had been stolen. As if they ever had some specific livelihood. And they believe they have. They do believe that they have a specific livelihood simply because they went to college and got a degree. And this is not true. And this moron who is giving this speech at this event, he has the same stupid belief. He believes that because people go to college and get a degree, that they somehow or another from that, they are entitled by simply virtue of having this degree, they are entitled to some standard of living, to some particular income, to some livelihood. And you're not. You're not. You are not. You're not entitled to a fucking thing. What you will get, what you will receive, is based entirely upon what you can do for other people, what you can produce for other people, what you can give forth to other people. And your college diploma has jack shit to do with that. Absolute fucking jack shit to do with that. You can have no college diploma whatsoever and create enormous amounts of value for other humans. You can have a fucking college diploma and create no value for other people. And they don't understand, the stupid people like Bree Bolin and this moron who is giving this speech, they just don't understand that there is no connection between your college diploma and the value you create for other people. There's no fucking direct connection. If there was, everybody who had a college diploma would create more value than people who don't have a college diploma. And that's not true. Again, as I've talked about before, this guy used to know who had a PhD in 16th century British history. And how he couldn't find a job. He has a fucking PhD. How much value does he create for society and for individual people as opposed to a person who is a plumber? The plumber has no PhD, but the plumber by far is able to create much more. Really. Sorry, I'm up. Alright. I got a squirrel. Got distracted. What was I talking about? A person without a college diploma can create much more value than a person with a diploma. The diploma, there is no fucking direct correlation. There's no simpler way for me to fucking say this. Then there is no direct correlation. All of these statistics that you people are getting and seeing about how people with college diplomas make more money, well, they're coming from the colleges who are selling diplomas. Of course that's what they tell you. And fucking Budweiser tells you that if you drink Bud Light, women will be more attracted to you. Well, of course they will, according to Budweiser. So you people have got to get over this weird obsession with college diplomas. And I have to get over this and I have to move on because we are, Randy, where are we? Are we 30? We're 30 minutes in. All right, let me move on. Next. Hashtag questions for cunts. If women don't want to be thought of in our society as the primary caretakers of children, so here's a question then. If women don't want to always be considered responsible for taking care of the children, why is it that women always work so hard at getting custody of the children in a divorce? Now, this question was first brought up by somebody who is not me. It was in a blog post, and I'm trying to find the fucking thing. I'm not right now. Right now, I'm drinking a martini. But I was trying to find this. So that I could link to it and talk about it and reference it and actually read it. I couldn't fucking find it, so hopefully I'll find it and it'll be in the show notes. So I just want to state that I cannot take credit for coming up with this thought. Somebody else came up with this thought, if I could talk. But that's a great question. Because women are always, well, not women, femistatist. Again, let us differentiate between normal women and femistatist, who are not women, who are cunts. Femistatists are always whining about how oppressed they are because women are considered to be the primary caretakers of children in our society. And yet these same femistatists, whenever they have children and they get a divorce, will always get custody of the children. So if femistatists don't want to be the primary caretakers of the children, why did they always work so hard at getting the children? Why not let the man have the children? And this was the question that this person asked in his blog post. And I have the answer to that question. Here's the answer. And we've talked about this before, that's why I'm going to make this brief. The reason women always work so hard at getting custody of the children in a divorce is because the women recognize, the femistatist and even the regular women, the normal women, recognize that having the children is their avenue to acquiring resources. And by resources, I mean both financial resources and emotional resources. When a woman gets a divorce, by getting custody of the children, first of all, she gets sympathy from the people around her because now she's a single mother. You know, and single mothers, oh, they're so wonderful and so glorious. And they are to be praised because they're just so strong and independent. And they're doing such a tough job because that man, you know, the man that they chose to have sex with, the man they chose to have children with, the man they chose to marry, in the case of the ones who are divorced, that man was such an asshole and such a bad person, and now they're having to raise the children on their own, and oh, they're just so strong and so noble and so giving, and they care about the children so much. So they get all of this emotional support and all of this attention. And these are resources. Of course, the other resources that having children gives them access to is financial resources. They get financial discounts for being parents. They get WIC. They get food stamps. They get Social Security. They get alimony. They get child support. They get tax write-offs. They get all of this money coming to them. And they recognize women aren't stupid. I mean, I know they act stupid, but they're not stupid. They recognize that having the children is the path to getting the money. No kids. No WIC, no kids, not as many food stamps. You know, it's just like, again, we'll go back to make fun of Bree Bolin. I did 4 fucking podcasts about the stupid cunt. I mean, she's got a fucking retarded child that she had with a man who is like 7 or 8 years younger than her, just like a one-night stand thing. And she gets pregnant by this guy, and she has her fucking retarded child. Instead of getting an abortion, like, you know, femistatists, I've talked about this, femistatists can't shut up about abortions, but they won't get abortions. Why will the femistatist not get an abortion? Why would they choose to have a retarded child? Because the retarded child gives Bree Bolin access to more money. She gets all these government benefits now because she's got a fucking retarded child. And then she whines about how she's poor. Well, of course you're poor. You have a fucking retarded child. It's like Aaron Cleary pointed out. Your per capita income, as soon as you have a child, your per capita, your income per, it's not per capita, it's not the word I'm looking for. Your income per, there's a term for it, I can't think of what it is. Your income per individual in the household halves as soon as a single woman has a baby, right? So if you're a single woman and you make $40,000 a year, as soon as you spit out a baby, then the average income per person in your income instantly drops to $20,000 a year because it's called math. It's patriarchy, right? I just did some math. I divided $40,000 by two. Somewhere a woman just got oppressed, because remember, every time a man does math, a woman is oppressed. That's patriarchy. And women understand this shit. But having the children gives them access to resources. Hold on, I'm making a note. There was a picture on a website I read. What's it? Ah, hang on, I can find out real quick. I should link to it. It's called Goodbye America in a Photo. Basically, the shtick is that he just posts photos with short comments. And there is one photo where some bitch posted on Facebook, and I'm going to try to put the photo in the show notes. If I remember, that's what I was making a note about. Where this bitch, she posts on Facebook that she got her child support check, so she went out and she bought some new boots, and I think it was also she got a manicure. And of course, other women instantly praised her for doing this, right? So this is why women want control of the children, because having control of the children gives women access to financial resources, which they can then use to buy clothing. And what does this have to do with anarcho-capitalism, you ask? Well, it has to do with the fact that the state is there to enable all of this, right? The state provides these women with all of these financial resources. The state forces men to give them child support payments, which they then use to buy clothing. The state provides all of the welfare and the food stamps and the WIC and the Social Security and the tax benefits and all this other shit that these fucking stupid whores get. Whereas in an anarcho-capitalist society, if you had a woman and she had children and she didn't have a man to support her, she chose not to be married and just have the kids, she would fucking starve to death and die because there would be none of this social safety net. And of course, the liberals out there and the other left-wing statists will all go crazy, and you hate poor people. No, I don't hate poor people, because in an anarcho-capitalist society, there would be no poor people. Because women would see other women who had children and no source of income starving to death on the street, and instead of having children of their own, they would figure out how to go get an abortion, or they would figure out how to use birth control. Right. Women, femistatist cunts, don't get abortions and don't use birth control because they have been completely... shit. Nope, not you guys out there. I'm shitting something here. All right, so let's try this. Whoa, what the fuck? Would you... Randy, I blame you. God, dog it. All right, it's fine. Life goes on. Roll with it. It's computer-related shit. Because femistatist cunts have been completely divorced from any responsibility for providing for the children. And it's, in fact, providing for the children isn't even a responsibility anymore in the sense of what a responsibility is. Having the children has become a way for women to gain privileges. And so there's not only is there no incentive for women to avoid having children without a man to help support the children, there are very obvious, practical, realistic benefits to having children without a man, because all the men will pay for your children thanks to the state. In an anarcho-capitalist society, if some woman chooses to have children without a man to help support the children, if she can, you know, if she can financially afford that, then fine, she can do that. But if she can't financially afford it, there aren't going to be all of these fucking subsidies to help her out and perpetuate this cult of single mothers that is resulting in all these fucked up children. Speaking of women who don't have responsibility, if women are so strong and independent, why do they keep getting raped? Hashtag questions for cunts. Roosh, over on his blog, over on his website, wrote a blog post which is getting some attention. I noticed this because there are some people on Twitter getting upset about it. So I was like, oh, I need to go read that. Femistatists on Twitter are getting their panties in a wad. It must be good. And I will remember to link to this in the show notes. I was going to read the whole thing and talk about it, but I'm running out of time. Here's the salient point, if salient is the correct word. I'll have to look the word salient up sometime and see if I actually know if I'm fucking using it right or not. Roosh puts forth this idea that the reason... Well, now let me go about this a different way. Actually, let me think about this a second. Randy, give me 5 seconds to think. Where are we on time? Okay. Okay. All right, just hold the closing music. We're going to go long. I'm just going to do this. We're going to go over. I'm just going to read the post because I think that's the best way to go about handling this. All right, here we go. And can you drop that over to monitor one? Interesting. No, I see that. There it is. Great, thanks. My martini glass is empty. I just want you guys to know I'm pretty fucking upset about this. Thing is, if you keep tipping the martini glass over, thinking, well, maybe there's just a little drop left in there. There's actually not. You have the olives left, however. And there is some martini trapped inside each individual olive. So olives are delicious to begin with. But when you bite into the olive and you get that little hint of martini popping out of there, oh, hell yeah. Okay. None of you give a shit about that. And you shouldn't. That's fine. Man. It's looking kind of shitty outside. I think it's going to snow. Ha, I'm a genius. Global fucking warming. All right. Let's talk. Hey, Randy, I've got an idea. How about I fucking podcast now? Is that cool? All right. So now we are 45 minutes into the podcast. Let's talk about what the podcast was actually supposed to be about. Here we go. Ruscha's article. It's entitled, How to Stop Rape. I keep reading in the mainstream media that there is a rape culture in the United States. This issue concerns me since I have a sister who I don't want to be raped. So I carefully examined the articles on Salon, BuzzFeed, and Huffington Post that were written by professional journalists who pursue truth and justice over mass hysteria and delirium. What I've gathered from the words of these future Pulitzer Prize winners is that women are not getting raped by violent offenders while taking a jog in the park or walking through a dark street. They are getting raped by men they already know, especially at college. Now, let me jump in for a second and point out that that was sarcasm about professional journalists who prefer truth and justice over messenger, but also because this is, again, this is the thing. We're told that women at colleges, you know, the currently the number, I think the number has changed. It was 1 in 5. I think it's bumping up to 1 in 4. Pretty soon it'll be 1 in 3. I mean, it's just, it's going to keep going up. But all these women are getting raped in, at college, which, as I pointed out before, it's like, this illustrates how stupid women are, because when you tell women that they're going to get raped at college, what you're saying is, to women, hey, you can take out a loan and go into debt to go to this place called college where you will get a worthless degree and you will get raped. And women look at that and go, hell yes, I want a piece of that. Right? So this is not... this is not making intelligent people look at women and go, gosh, they sure are smart. Yeah, I've done this whole shtick before. If you came to a man and said, hey, we will let you borrow $40,000 to buy a product that is not going to create any value for you, and it'll take you 4 years to get the product, and during that 4 years, you can get raped, men would be like, that sounds like a really stupid idea. I think I'm not going to do that. And yet women are sold on this all the time. So it's the being raped at college, it's the date rape. All of this, this is the current shtick that the femistatists are pushing, is date rape and everything else, yada, yada, yada. Okay, back to reading. I learned that if a man and a woman both drink at a party and have sex, she was in all likelihood raped since she could not give full legal consent. This made me confused because a woman who drinks and has sex is not responsible for her actions. But if that same woman gets into a car and drives into somebody else causing a loss of life, she would be prosecuted and sent to jail. I couldn't find an explanation for this inconsistency. Now let me jump in and say that actually she may not. She might be able to play the pussy card and get out, get out of jail free for being drunk while driving an automobile and killing another person simply because she's a woman. This will happen. But Ruscha illustrates here a very important point, is that, again, women are considered to not have responsibility for their actions. This is the ongoing problem with women, and this figures into the solution that he puts forth. My brain was cramping there for a second. All right, go back to reading. I also read that men must be taught not to rape, which means that they are all born with the capability to rape and have zero instinct to know that taking a woman with violence is improper. Thankfully, a man only has to be told the phrase, quote, rape is bad, unquote, at some point after puberty by an overweight feminist to definitively stop his future brutal and bloody rape career. It's a miracle that more men have not raped their mothers, babysitters, and sisters before being taught in college that rape is actually not a good thing. Now, for those of you who are statist and not very smart, this is more sarcasm. Cannot talk. Another huge chunk of the whole femistatist agenda is, of course, that only men can stop rape, and we have to educate men that rape is wrong, and yada, yada, yada. And he brings up a good point. If men, who are these men that need to be told that rape is wrong? There aren't very many of them. Most men can figure out that rape is wrong without having to be told this. Let me go back to reading. I knew from an early age that rape was bad, as well as all forms of violence, not just against women, but men as well. I also knew that killing, stealing, and having sexual interest in relatives was bad. Now let me jump in. If your relatives are really good looking, I mean, like if you've got a sister, dude, and she's really hot, it's okay. I mean, just don't have a baby. But if she's really hot, come on. Now, Randy, be serious. Be honest. If you had a brother and he was really fucking hot, I mean really hot, like on 1 to 10, he was 9.7. Exactly. All right, anyway, let me go back to reading. And this is pretty brilliant. This is why I'm reading this. Roosh is really saying this better than I could, especially right now, because I'm tired and I'm not in the groove and I've had a martini and it's going to snow and I got a lot of work to do. I think he's saying this very well. This is a lot of great sarcasm that the stupid people are not able to cut through. All right, anyway, let me get back to reading. I don't remember if someone specifically taught me these rules, but I also don't remember being taught that the sun rises and sets once a day, or that I will go splat if I jump off a tall building. I don't know of a single man entering adulthood who thought that rape was good and had to be manually taught it was bad in order to stop him from raping. So when journalist and cultural commentator suggests that the best way to defeat rape culture is to teach men not to rape, I couldn't possibly agree. I saw a different set of problems instead. And again, this is so true. This is what I've talked about before. All of this shit about men don't know they're not supposed to rape women. Well, how can men be this fucking dumb? Especially when you consider that these men, in addition to just having common sense, and as he said, nobody has to teach you things like the sun rises and sets once a day. Nobody has to teach you not to jump off of tall buildings. Who are these men who are so fucking retarded that they have to be taught that rape is wrong? Here's who these men are. These men are men who have women for mothers. These are men who have 12 years of public education. These are men who are going to college. These are men who are in the smartest generation ever. Right now, it's the men right now today, 18, 19 years old, going to college, smartest generation ever. They have Facebook, they have Twitter, they have computers, they have cell phones. They're going to change the world. They're the smartest generation ever. They've had 12 years of public education controlled by the state. They've had 18 years of being parented by a single mother who is the most courageous, strong, and independent woman you've ever seen in your life. And they don't know that raping women is wrong. How can that possibly be? So what is the different set of problems that Roosh has identified? what is the different set of problems that Roosh is talking about that has feminist cunts all over the Twitterverse and the interwebs, all in an uprage? Well, let's talk about it. Let's read what he has to say about this different set of problems he's identified. I saw women wholly unconcerned with their own safety and the character of men they develop intimate relationships with. I saw women who voluntarily numbed themselves with alcohol and other drugs in social settings before letting the direction of the night's wind determine who they would follow into a private room. I saw women who, once feeling awkward, sad, or guilty for a sexual encounter they didn't fully remember, call upon an authority figure to resolve the problem by locking up her previous night's lover in prison or ejecting him from school. In other words, what he saw and what I have seen and what anarcho-capitalists can readily identify is women who cannot and will not take responsibility for their actions, blaming their actions upon men, and then having the state intervene to punish those men for their actions. So women get drunk and have sex with the football team, and then they go to the state and have the state punish the football team for having sex with the drunk women. Because when women get drunk, of course, they are no longer responsible for their actions. Of course, women are not responsible for their actions when they're even sober. Right? Again, when the woman is, she can be completely sober. She gets pregnant by a man. Well, the man has to pay for the child for the rest of his life, right? Because the woman, of course, had nothing to do with getting pregnant. Men are, you hear it, I've said this before, I'll say it again right now. You hear this in the way women talk, especially feminist cunts, the way they talk. You know, that man got me pregnant. Right, because, of course, you had nothing to do with it. You were just walking down the street, minding your own business, when this man just got you pregnant. You had nothing to do with it. Let's go back to reading. Roosh continues, by attempting to teach men not to rape, what we have actually done is teach women not to care about being raped, not to protect themselves from easily preventable acts, and not to take responsibility for their actions. At the same time, we don't hesitate to blame men for bad things that happen to them. If right now you walked into a dangerous ghetto and got robbed, you wouldn't be called an idiot and no one would say, quote, teach ghetto kids not to steal, unquote. It was obvious to me that the advice of our esteemed establishment writers and critics wasn't stopping the problem, and since rape was already on the law books with severe penalties, additional laws or flyers posted on dormitory doors won't stop this rape culture either. And again, it's true. This is the same thing I've talked about with killing people, right? Well, we need to make it illegal to kill people with an assault weapon. Well, why? It's already illegal to kill people, and if making it illegal to kill people would stop people from being killed, then nobody would be killed, because it's already illegal. Right? More laws against rape aren't going to prevent rape. Rape is already illegal, and most normal, well-adjusted people know that raping is wrong. And again, any man who's raping women has had, I guarantee you, in North America, any man who is raping women has had 12 years of public education, and he's had a mother. I mean, between a full-time fucking mother, who is a fucking woman, right? If women ruled the world, there'd be no violence. Between being raised by a woman and 12 years of public education, how is it he can't possibly know that raping people is wrong? Unless, of course, public education and his mother are complete fucking failures. But we can't say that, right? Again, because women cannot be responsible for the actions of their children. Your child goes out and rapes women. Well, we can't hold the mother responsible for that. She's a woman. Women have no responsibility. This goes back to what I've talked about before, about how women are objects, not agents. Men, as agents, we have responsibility for our actions. Because we can make moral choices, because we can look at a situation and determine moral right from moral wrong. Women do not have the ability to distinguish that which is morally right from that which is morally wrong. Women need to have this provided to them from an outside source. Women do not have the ability to be responsible for their actions or the consequences of their actions. And this is why women raising children on their own is the worst thing that can happen to our society. Because their children, both male and female, are not going to learn morality and responsibility from their mothers because women are not capable of responsibility. They are not capable of being agents. None of them. And again, this is one of these moments. Let me make it clear that I'm not... Because I always say, you know, yeah, I know there's an exception to this. We're not talking about the exceptions. We're talking about the general blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. This is a biological function. This is just like there are no men who can become pregnant because men do not have ovaries and eggs and uterus. Okay? It is impossible. There are no exceptions to this. There is no woman that has ever existed in history of the entire fucking human species, not one woman, who has ever lived or is alive right now or will live in the future. They are not capable of being agents. It is a biological thing that has to do with their brain chemistry. And we cannot, you know, this is not something we hold against them. This is something we have to understand. Just like they have to understand we don't make babies, we have to understand they are not agents. Women are not capable of being responsible. Anytime the fucking shit hits the fan, a woman will hide behind her fucking gender. She will never take responsibility. And this is what we've done. In putting all of the only men can stop rape, we have to teach men not to rape, blah, 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 rape men, blah, blah. Well, and this is, he's exactly right. We have taught women not to care at all about being raped because for the women, it's always up to the man to not rape them. And remember, rape here means not jogging down the street and somebody jumps up and holds you down and rapes you. Rape is this date rape thing. Rape is having sex when you don't want to. Rape is men looking at you as you walk down the street. You know, this entire definition of what is rape is being expanded again because the more rapes happen, the more women are victims. The more women are victims, the more women turn to the state to take care of the retaliation for them, right? To put men in prison. The more men they're in prison, the more the prison population swells, the more the prison industrial complex makes money, yada yada. All of this goes to perpetuating the state. All of this rape culture is there in the end to perpetuate and to help grow the power of the state. Let me go back to reading because I could do this for a long time. I thought about this problem and I am sure I have the solution. Make rape legal if done on private property. I propose that we make the violent taking of a woman not punishable by law when it is done off public grounds. The exception for public rape is aimed at those seedy and deranged men who randomly select their rape victims on alleys and jogging trails, but not as a mechanism to prevent those rapes, since the verdict is still out if punishment stops a committed criminal mind, but to have a way to keep them off the streets. For all other rapes, however, especially if done in a dwelling or on private property, any and all rape that happens should be completely legal. And at this point, of course, the femistatists go crazy and start screeching. If rape becomes legal under my proposal, a girl will protect her body in the same manner that she protects her purse and smartphone. If rape becomes legal, a girl will not enter an impaired state of mind where she can't resist being dragged off to a bedroom with a man who she is unsure of. She'll scream, yell, or kick at his attempt while bystanders are still around. If rape becomes legal, she will never be unchaperoned with a man she doesn't want to sleep with. After several months of advertising this law throughout the land, rape would be virtually eliminated on the first day it is applied. And you can't disagree with this. You really can't disagree with this. Well, you can, but you're an idiot. And of course, the government does this all the time, passing laws to try to change behavior, right? We're going to make smoking illegal to stop people from smoking. Well, what if we make it illegal to accuse a man of rape if it happens on private property? Wouldn't that prevent rape from happening on private property? Let me go back to reading. Without daddy government to protect her, a girl would absolutely not enter a private room with a man she doesn't know or trust unless she is absolutely sure she is ready to sleep with him. Consent is now achieved when she passes underneath the room's doorframe because she knows that man can legally do anything he wants to her when it comes to sex. Bad encounters are sure to occur, but these can be learning experiences for the poorly trained woman so she can better identify in the future the type of good man who will treat her like the delicate flower she believes she is. After only one such sour experience, she will actually want to get fully acquainted with the man for longer than 2 hours, perhaps even demanding to meet his parents, instead of letting a beer chug prevent her from making the correct decisions to protect her body. And again, this is true. Again, this goes back to what he was saying before. Women, since they are not held responsible, they get drunk and then they fuck anything in sight because they know they're not going to be held accountable for getting drunk and fucking everything in sight. As soon as you make women accountable for their actions, as soon as you make women equal to men, because men, right, we are accountable. If a man and a woman get drunk and they have sex, the man is accountable for having sex with the woman while he was drunk, and that was rape, and he will go to prison. The woman who is drunk while they had sex is not accountable for having sex because women are not agents. Women are objects. Women cannot be held accountable for their actions under any circumstances at any time. And if we make women equal to men and we hold them accountable for their actions, I tend to agree the number of rapes would go down. The benefits of eradicating rape laws, I'm reading again. The benefits of eradicating rape laws would extend to honest men who unfortunately now live in fear over imprisonment in the case the girl they had sex with had a blood alcohol content level of 0.04 instead of 0.05 or some other arbitrary untested and made-up value that may imply full consent, may imply consent was not fully achieved. There is no more having to guess the interpretation of a woman's mixed signals or to artificially amp up her emotions with clownish banter, because women will never enter a man's apartment without accepting that sex will happen. He can escort her to his bedroom and romantically consummate a relationship after it was certain he proved himself to be a good and decent man the woman fully trusted. My proposal eliminates anxiety and unfair prosecution for men while empowering women to make adult decisions about their bodies. Which is, of course, a main reason why it's going to fail, because you cannot give women the power to make adult decisions about their bodies, because that would imply that they would have responsibility. Women, here's something I don't think I've ever said before. Women are not capable of responsibility, because women are objects, not agents. That's why women, as I said in a previous edition, are the primary purveyors and enablers of statism. Statism alleviates people of personal responsibility. People who have personal responsibility do not need the state, right? If you can provide your own income, if you can create value for other people and get paid for it, if you can live your own life, if you can make your own decisions, if you can figure out how to do things on your own, if you can educate yourself, if you can provide for your family, those in your community, if you can coexist with other people, you don't need the state. People who need the state are people who cannot provide for themselves and don't know how to interact with other humans. And I want to say that there's no men in that group, because obviously there are shit tons of men in that group, but primarily that is women and feminine men who are in that group. Let me go back to reading. We're almost at the end here. Everybody, hang on, we're almost done. It turns out, I'm reading again now, it turns out we don't need more laws, policies, and university propaganda that treat every man like a criminal and every woman like a mild retard. We need more common sense, and that can only come from making rape legal. Such a change will provide a mature jolt to American women who have been babied for too long, who are protected and coddled as if they have no agency or intellect of their own. I have and will, this is me talking, not reading, I have and will continue to argue that women do not have agency. They do not. Women do not have agency. They don't. It's a fucking fact. We go back to reading. If a woman is indeed a child, then maybe we really need to keep promoting rape culture as a way to keep them safe. But if they are actual adults, which is often claimed, then we can start treating them like adults by allowing them to take responsibility for the things that happen to them, which are easily preventable with barely a strain of cognitive thought, awareness, and self-control. Let's make rape legal. Less women will be raped because they won't voluntarily drug themselves with booze and follow a strange man into a bedroom, and less men will be unfairly jailed for what was anything but a maniacal alley rape. Until then, this devastating rape culture will continue, and women who we treat as children will continue to act like children. I mean, this is really all pretty much dead on. And he's right. Women act like children, and many men act like children too. Statist act like children because they get treated like children and because they have the state to be their daddy. Because the state allows them to be children. You can be as fucking irresponsible as you want. The state is going to show up and give you money. It's going to give you welfare and child support and WIC and alimony and food stamps and all this other shit to keep you alive, to keep you childlike, to keep you needing the state so that you will continue to vote Republican or Democrat or whoever it is you vote for, so that you will continue to support the state. And this all goes back to why anarcho-capitalism will fail here in the United States of America and in Western culture and on the planet Earth right now as a whole. Because the number of people who are children, the number of people who are not agents, the number of people who are not responsible is so fucking great. It's always going to overpower the number of people who are agents and who are responsible. The state will be perpetuated by these people's childlike need and their inability to take care of themselves and to be responsible. While, interestingly enough, you know, here we have women saying how strong and independent they are, while at the very same time saying that only men can stop rape because these strong and independent women can't prevent themselves from being raped. If you're so strong and independent, you should be able to figure out how to not get drunk and then go into the bedroom with a man who's going to have sex with you. If women are so strong and independent, why do they keep getting raped? Hashtag questions for femistatist cunts. It's just a little-